No, it was good. It was just doing a job for the team, making sure that night we didn't lose any wickets. Having a good start, like I said, and then I think giving the rest of the guys a bit of confidence that the wicket's fine, and obviously we knew that already, but it was with scoreboard pressure and stuff, we still had to go and do a job, and I really enjoyed it. I felt like I can go and play properly and a bit more like a batter again, and rather than coming in later on and trying to play a few shots. I don't know, you know, I've got to score some runs. I've got to... we need an opening batter who's going to score runs and do the action rather than say that I'm going to play be an opening batter for years and stuff like that. I just need to take one game at a time and keep giving England a good start, and that's really important, especially over here and against the new ball. Yeah, very happy for him. He's obviously took a bit of stick in the first innings, but we as a team felt like he bowled quite well actually, and there was nothing in it for him and for myself. I didn't feel like I was going to get a wicket, and I couldn't even bowl tight, so you know it was very tough. And you saw from their left arm spinner bowling 70 odd overs and getting one wicket as well at the time. So, but we kept telling him that his wickets will come. We feel like he's been bowling well in the warm up games as well. But his wickets will definitely come. He's got so much talent when he's bowling, and if his confidence is high, he'll be good. He's given us a lot of confidence, definitely, and it just, I think it's probably giving Pakistan a bit of a nudge as well, that we're here and to be serious and stuff, and we probably caught them off guard a little bit in that last session, but I'm sure they're going to come back stronger and be well aware of it now. We just went out and we went to get some food like we probably do every night, and just started talking about how we're going to bowl in second innings and stuff, and maybe what he should have done in the first innings. But like I said, it was a very tough pitch to bowl spin on. And we felt like he bowled quite well. Like, he felt he'd bowl all right. He didn't bowl too badly. They attacked him on debut, and he said he was coming out well, so that's really important. And the message to him was that his wickets will come as long as he stays confident in himself. Yeah, he's not somebody who gets down. Pretty similar, we both have very similar characters. We don't get down, don't get too overexcited as well, so we're just trying to do a job for our country, and hopefully we can do that. It's fine, it's good. I didn't really think about it too much, just run off, put my pads on, and there's a chance to bat on one of the flattest pitches I've ever played on, so that was good. I was really looking forward to the new ball and that challenge, so it's different obviously batting number 8, where you come off the field and put your feet up a little bit. It doesn't really say much. You obviously watch him play and you know his method works, because it's been working for his whole career really, but I just try to play the way I want to play and adapt to those conditions against those type of bowlers. I thought they bowled really well, bowled quite tight. It's just more about being patient, which is obviously Cookie's game. He's obviously the main spinner. He's the sort of gun spinner really, and the guy they go to for wickets and to win them the game. So I know he's got 67 wickets in 10 games, so he's obviously a very good bowler, but we're just going to have to play him like we've been playing just anybody really, just get on with it. I think batting's obviously going to be tougher than it was in Abu Dhabi, but we've got some really good players to spin. I think Ruti's probably the best player to spin in the world, so we're not too phased, we're preparing well, and as long as we're prepared and we're happy to go into the game full of confidence. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, obviously they've got a few left armers, which is nice. It'd be nice if they had a few left hand batters to bowl at, but I think it'd be good for me and Rush as well. You know, I think especially the way we bowled at them towards the end of their innings, I think they'll probably come at us in a different sort of way to this game. Yeah, I think I didn't mean to go into I didn't mean to play a little bit slower than normal. I felt the ball well, the ball straight. The spinners came on, they had a men back, probably knowing that I sort of like to attack the spinners and stuff. But it's one of those things where the odd innings I'll play a little bit slower, and then most of the time I'll be a bit quicker than the other day. But if I have to go a little bit slower at times, then I will. But it was just nice to go out, leave a few balls and defend a few balls rather than trying to hit every ball for four or boundary and stuff. Yeah, I think they probably not concerned, but a bit more. What's the word I'm looking for? That's good. Just to, I think they're a bit more aware. They're a bit more they're going to have to focus a bit. I'm not saying they're not, but they're a bit more. They know that we're here for a challenge and we've got a good chance of winning the series. I think it was the situation of the game, because they were obviously still behind, but they needed to score just in case they lose a couple of wickets. And I think once we got Yunus Khan, we felt there was a door we could go through, and then myself and Rush. There was footmarks obviously as well, and the ball did spin obviously a lot more, a bit sharper. I think we just bowled quick into the rough. Well, I tried to bowl quite quick, and Rush just bowled the way he bowls really, and a bit of pressure. We were probably a little bit in front of the game, and Pakistan had to play well to get through that night. Probably not. No. Probably for about 14 hours, we probably would have declared a while ago. But no, it's a great effort by Cookie. I don't think I'll live about 14 hours in my life in an innings. But it was just what we needed. We needed somebody to get a big 100 for us, double 100 even. And it's great for the series, I think. Hopefully now Cookie can score in every game, and we know what he's like when he gets one score in his belly, he just rolls them out. So it's great for the team. Yeah, of course, definitely. Like I said, it's about results and getting some runs and then staying there as much as I can. I think it'd be good for me, but I think it'd be best for the team, the balance of the team and stuff going forward as well. It was good. When he came down the wicket, I was a little bit surprised. It was good. It's always nice to get big players out in the opposition team. He's a very good player, spin. I found it tough bowling at him before. I'm not sure. I think I can definitely, I'm the type of player who can probably do a bit of both. But naturally, I'll score pretty quick for like in a test match. Just depends on the situation, the conditions. Like at home in England, you feel once you're in, you can score quicker. But here it's a lot slower because the tempo of the game is a lot slower. No, I do understand what they're saying, yeah. Obviously, and I never planned for Cookie. I tell Cookie what they're trying to do to him. No, that's all really is about coming here and trying to beat a side that's never lost here. So it doesn't really matter if they're Pakistanis or Indians or whatever, you know, just get on with the job. But I just understand what they're saying, yeah. Not really. I've not seen him bowl before. No, not really. If he's playing, then he's playing. I don't really have a problem with it.